Welcome to KingsScottRadioTV.com. This is DJ Love. Today we're talking about intimacy in a relationship.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Love coming to you live from above. We're talking about intimacy today, intimacy in a relationship. But our focus is on marriage. We're not talking about loosey-goosey or the booty call. We're talking about intimacy. And listen, we're playing some Eugene Groove. Hear this sound. It's going around. Ladies and gentlemen, I have my co-host here with me, DJ Love. Today we're approaching a very sensitive topic. Intimacy in relationships in the 21st century has gotten to be far too complex. We're going to give you some details, some life experiences, things that we can talk about. This isn't to say we're talking about any particular person. We're talking about life here in the 21st century. DJ Love, I understand that women need to feel intimacy. Could you give us how a woman feels when the intimacy approaches her?
Yes. Intimacy to a woman a lot of times is different than what a man feels intimacy is. Intimacy is about something that comes from the inner part of you that then overflows to the outer part of you. It's not necessarily an act, but it is just a condition that comes from the heart that is within. So for a woman, we're looking for that cozy feeling that comes from someone just trying to be in touch with you and from the inner person and not so much the outer person.
Well, you know, what we see in our life experiences that men are chasing the women. Are women chasing men these days too?
I believe that that is the case in many instances. Women know what they want and they see something that they like and they go after it.
In the terms of intimacy, is it a slow approach, a fast approach? How do you all determine the speed of the context of that greeting, that hello, that whatever it is that turns you on? How does that translate into words and action?
Well, it's not necessarily words all the time. It's just about action. It's about that look that you can get from looking deep within someone's eyes. You know, the eyes speak from the heart. And so when you can look into someone's eyes, you are able to see that they're tuned into what you're saying, They are interested in knowing you a little bit deeper, and it's more than just the surface. We have to get beyond the surface because we know that we can see with the natural eye, but it is so much more than that. If you see someone from the outside, if you are looking at that and that alone, you miss the point, which is how to get in tune with that inner person.
When you see the muscles and the biceps and the aviance of a man and his masculinity, is that something that guides your feelings towards wanting to know them better?
Of course, we are geared to see. We have eyes to look, and beauty is just awesome. But beauty is fleeting. And so, yes, of course, we see the natural. We see a person's biceps. We see a person's facial contour. We see things that we like in the natural. But when we're talking about intimacy, it has to go beyond that. And it takes a conversation to be able to go beyond that rather than an action. It takes conversation.
Well, you know, in my lifetime, I've had some ups and downs in relationships. In the beginning, it's a rush to judgment. I'm convinced that this person is for me, and I'm talking to her in such a way to say, hey, give me a chance. Is that what women want to hear, or is it something more subtle or complex? How does that go? Because we get caught up in the mystery, the when women look away or play hard to get.
Well, it's not about playing hard to get, but it's about letting the person know that what they see is something that's very special. We are gifts. So are men. Men are gifts also to us. And we have to recognize that and appreciate that. So when a woman meets a man, or when a man meets a woman, and there's maybe that initial line of contact to say hello and to just initially just introduce themselves to each other, then when you sit down and you actually talk to the person, it is about paying attention to what that person has to say. And that means that you have to know that it's going to go beyond the look. But the wonderful thing about it is that it's wonderful to see loveliness. And we do see loveliness and we do see handsomeness. And that's a great thing. But we have to realize that, you know, if we want to go deeper and go into that intimate part, we have to realize that that's going to take time.
Well, we're going to take a quick musical break here. We're going to play a little Chuck. And it feels so good. You'll see what I'm talking about. picked up from is intimacy, how we feel. So, DJ Love, with the experiences that you've had, the people that you've listened to over the years, it seems that intimacy has an expiration date. It wears in and it wears out. How do we keep the drive alive? How do we keep up with the romance when things get mixed up, conversations become difficult? How should men approach that intimacy? Because in my mind, I like to think that intimacy covers a lot of territory, many different things, many different experiences. How would you categorize it in that sense?
Categorizing it. Of course, when you talk about categorizing something as delicate and something as powerful as intimacy, it has many facets to it. And in a relationship, and we're talking about marital relationship, intimacy in marriage is different from intimacy in a casual relationship. Things that are pornographic in nature, that's a temporary part of it. That's not intimacy. That's an act. That's a thing that you do, just a fling or something that's fleeting. Like we talk about, beauty is fleeting, because beauty can be here one day and something happened in your life and it would change the fact that what you thought was beautiful yesterday is no longer the same beautiful tomorrow. So we're talking about that is fleeting. And so when we talk about intimacy in a relationship, a longstanding relationship, in marital relationships, it is something that has to be intentional, and you have to work at that. That is being able to communicate and to communicate effectively in that, having conversation, having the hard conversations and having the easy conversations, but just in conversing one with another. If you don't do that, if you don't continue to be intentional in making sure that that relationship remains open and intimate, you will lose it. And before you know it, 1 week turns to be a month. Maybe you're not speaking and communicating as effectively as you were at the beginning of the relationship. And if that continues on like that, before you know it, you've got a couple of years and you're like, I have nothing in common with this person any longer. What happened? So intimacy has to start at the beginning and continue. No matter how difficult it may seem, you have to be intentional in making sure that you continue to do that. Keeping the love and keeping the interest alive, that's what you have to do in a relationship.
Wow, this is so interesting. I have a particular song I want to play right now. It's called Rocket Love by Stevie Wonder. Stay tuned.
You took me running in your rocket. running in your rocket again. You stop at a half a mile from heaven. You drop me back down to this cold, cold world. Ooh, you took me running in your rocket again. You stop at a half a mile from heaven. You drop me back down to this cold. Seem like a spark. Where did it go? Just why did you would overnight turn up to stone as cold as ice? I'll never know. But you took me running in a rocket, gave me a star, but then I half a mile from heaven, and you dropped me back down to this cold, cold world. But at a half a mile from heaven, and you drop me back down to this cold, cold world. Cold, too cold, you took me right in the rocket and gave me a stop. But at a half a mile from heaven, you drop my black down to this cold, cold world. Oh, 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 me right in the rocket and gave me a stop. But at a half a mile from heaven, you drop me back down into this cold.
So, DJ Love, you're explaining some insights that men are just not accustomed to. It's what we call real talk out on the streets. And we need this in order to add to our society, to our millennial generation. Things have changed. The wisdom that you speak is true and real. And we want to begin to emphasize that because we want our listeners to know that this is life to us. This is the bread and butter of the fabric of America, love. We all can use more of it. Now, if you had to give a recommendation as to how to receive and give love from a woman's perspective, what would that sound like?
From a woman's perspective, it would just mean that you would have to know your man, be able to know what it is that makes him click or makes him tick. Men love respect. They are very high on respect. And if you show a man that you respect his opinion, whether you agree or not, whether you respect his decisions, whether they are valid to you or not, you have to still know that you have to show that you respect him. So there's a way to let him know that even though there's something you don't agree with, that you're hearing him. And that goes a long way with a man. When a man feels like he's respected, believes that he's respected by this woman in his life, his wife, he will come around and do many things. And women sometimes think that they have to be spoiled brats, that they have to be cunning and deceptive, but you don't really have to do that. If you show a man respect, you're going to be able to gain so much from him just because he believes that you believe in him. And on the other hand, a man has to recognize that a woman is looking for love and to believe and feel that she's being cherished, that he looks at her as this gift, that even though she has flaws, he's still willing to cherish her, which makes her feel safe, which makes her feel comfortable and loved in an unconditional way. And when you work those both together, if both parties are doing what they need to do and are required to do, they're going to see a meshing together like never before.
You know, as I ponder your words, it's like we become distant lovers, and that's not really what our desire is. When we feel that lack of respect, since you said that, it becomes distant. It becomes far off, and I tend to think that that's when we start using all of our X-ray vision. And I say it that way because we begin to look at other opportunities. And distant as it gets, it doesn't bring us closer to the intimacy that we started with. I believe what you're saying. I take it to heart. And I want the listening audience to listen up. Tell your friends about this particular conversation, because we're getting the wisdom of a woman, not the, you know, trick by night and the food by day. We're getting it from a grown woman. You know how we say it, but we have to do it a certain way because we are on the air. I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm feeling the attitude of this conversation, knowing that it's reaching the population. And as the population begins to absorb the information, we begin to understand how we can stay with that intimacy.
Distant lover, lover. So many miles away, ooh, heaven knows that I long for you. Every night, and sometimes I yearn through the day.
Lord have mercy.
This is DJ Dove. Well, you know, we have had an opportunity to elaborate on some subject matters that's, well, quite complex. We are still in search of all the answers. We have some with the wisdom of DJ Love talking to us, woman to man. I believe that it's going to be useful to someone. Maybe that relationship will catch back on fire. Being a distant lover is never happy. It's never a happy place. It's a place that's full of turmoil and complexities beyond our natural understanding, because quite frankly, you just don't believe that this is happening. How could you feel so good just a few weeks ago and feel so much in the dumps now that things have gotten just a little bit tougher? I enjoyed what DJ Love said about working at it. Relationships require work. There's no other way to achieve your goals. Happiness is an elusive thing, and you have to keep in search of it. It moves around in such a way that you just don't figure it out. Now, DJ Love, I want to just get your closing thoughts on what we can continue to do, the work that it requires from a woman and a man. And after you tell us, feed us, we're going to respond in such a way that the bridge is going to go over the troubled waters.
Yes. Thank you, DJ Dove. I want to just say that I speak encouragement to someone who may be in that relationship where they believe that all love has been lost, that the intimacy has been lost. I want to encourage you that it's never too late, and you can start again and start afresh with the things that you did to get him and the things that he did to get you. You can start afresh in those things. And it starts with, how did he see you looking to him, and how did he look to you when you first saw them? It's not just about that, but it was that you have to make sure that you are caring for yourself in a way that lets you know and lets him know that I care about the way that I look, and I care about the way that you are looking at me. So I'm going to do my best to make sure that my hair is right and tight at the time that it should be. That my body, even though I may have gained some weight, it's not about that, but I can still look good in my clothes and be becoming to my husband, even though I may have gained some weight. The same thing is that with a man, when he sees his self getting beyond what he looked like when his wife first laid eyes on him, he needs to know that he needs to make the most of it. Not being sloppy, but being intentional and making sure that he looks nice to her. And if you start with just that, showing that I'm intentional and making sure that I'm going to make sure that I know and let my husband know, and the husband letting the wife know that I want to keep it sexy.
Wow. I'm exploding over here. I think we should finish it up right there. I like what is being said. It just makes me shiver. It makes me move. It makes me vibrate in such a way that my mind is thinking of what I can do to make it better.
mind. God has made us fall in love. It's true. I really found someone like you.
Gentlemen, this has been KingScottRadioTV.com. Today we have covered intimacy in a relationship. I want to thank my co-host, DJ Love, for the explanations that she has provided for us. I think it's going to boost the universe. We're going to actually have a part two. We think that this subject matter is necessary. It's needed in such a way that we all need help. It's okay to wave the red and white flag to say, I want love and I need love and I want love. DJ Dove coming to you from KingSkyRadioTV.com. You all be blessed now. You hear?